The Chris Perillo Show is brought to you by Microsoft Windows Media. Download Windows Media Player 10 at Microsoft.com/Windows Media.
All right, well, that was Jake's tip that everybody in the live stream heard, but everybody in the GoToMeeting heard me kind of talking. We were kind of doing some behind-the-scenes stuff, and now they're viewing Ponzi's screen. So we brought in a completely different screen, and Ponzi's going through. She's looking for Persian food in Bellevue, Washington, for some reason. I don't know why, but she's doing city search. But if I wanted to, say, go in and search for sushi, I could take control of her screen and type in sushi. Search. Because I happen to like sushi a lot more than I like Persian. Now, Persian food isn't too bad. As a matter of fact, we had dinner last night with Robert Scoble and Miriam over at David Geller house last night. And they cooked a nice Persian cuisine and enjoyed that. Although I left my camera over there and had to pick it up from David today. So, David, thank you if you're listening. So here we're looking at Ponzi's screen, and I don't know why she wanted to share her desktop. I said it, and then she said, yeah, no, maybe, I don't know, and her desktop seems cleaner than normal, but I think she just wanted to show off the picture of me standing in the Japanese garden. So, okay, now we're going to have to say bye to Ponzi and go back to me as the presenter. And there goes Ponzi. Here's my screen. Hopefully everybody can see it loud and clear. Getting back to business, because this is GoToMeeting.com. And, you know, just go to meeting. Bill Flitter is asking, by the way, when are we taking questions? We're taking questions whenever. If anybody's got a question, go ahead, jump in. Ask the question. We don't really have an official queue. I'm now answering the question of Maxton. People were asking, well, what browser is Chris using? It's kind of different. It's weird. How is he doing that? What's the browser? It's called Maxton. It's absolutely free, available from maxthon.com. That's M-A-X-T-H-O-N. And everybody, including my dog, if you heard him in the background there, loves this browser. It is free. They just released a new version the other day. And it basically is an overlay to Internet Explorer. So it's got tab browsing. If I wanted to, I could do some mouse gestures, and it would do different things according to the gesture of the mouse. It's got skinnability, which you may see I've done to the window. So if I click a screenshot, like a default screenshot here, let me show you. Pardon me, I'll show you. This particular window, this is also Maxton, and it looks different because the icons are skinnable. So up here on the toolbar, I've got all sorts of just regular things, including go up one level. This is what I really like, the go up one level feature that's usually only seen in the Google toolbar. So if I press that button, it'll go up a directory, in which case there's nothing there. It's a 403. And if I go up another, it'll take me back to maxthon.com. It's just a handy way of navigating websites. It's also got an easy plug-in architecture. So in the sidebar, I've got an easy way of organizing my RSS feeds, including here's one. This is a plug-in that someone's developed for free for Maxthon. And it's a plug-in that when it's set, the plug-in's set to run after the page is loaded, the plug-in tries to replace the JavaScript message boxes. So instead of getting prompted with a dialog box, it'll actually shove that dialog box into the system tray, which is really nice. So I can flip through all these different resources in the sidebar. I've downloaded a currency converter sidebar, a Hello World that shows me time from across the galaxy, a unit converter, an HTML card for quick shortcuts for HTML, which is really nice if you're a web developer. There's the Maxthon newsletter, a Windows Media Player right here in the sidebar that is a lot nicer than the one that usually comes with an Internet Explorer. I've got groups, which allows me to manage stuff easier. Here's another thing for web developers, something called PowerBand. It's a plugin for IE, but it also works with Maxthon. And it allows you to dig in deep within the code and to kind of troubleshoot through it if you're having issues. A whole bunch of Flash-based games that I have loading in the sidebar, including everybody's favorite Pac-Man. Okay, now I'm probably going to get sued by Namco. Let's go here. We've got a calendar. I've got a week calendar. I've got a tab tree that kind of breaks down all the open windows according to the where they're at. I've got another type of RSS reader. I've got weather right here in the sidebar. and I've got an easy way to look up words. And this is just the sidebars. These are the ones that I've downloaded, the plugins that I've downloaded for Maxthon that I find pretty nice. Some other plugins are right here in the toolbar as well. If you've ever been to a page that has a link to a picture and you want to see that actual picture, you press the View All Pick, and it'll pull it in on the main page. If it's got a cookie, I can press the View Cookie button. There's no cookie for this website. I can get an automatic Who Is for this particular website. It'll open up in a background tab. I can have a slideshow of all the open tabs. I can copy all the URLs to the clipboard. I can export them to a file. I can list the resources that are on this page, like all the images, all the scripts, all the style sheets. I can mail all these tabs, just the ones to the right of this tab. I can download the Flash on this webpage. I can automatically send this long URL to a short URL service. I've got an easy way of finding next in line. So if I type in Maxthon, I can find all the Maxthons. It highlights it on the webpage, and I press Find Next, and it takes me to the next instance. It's cancel. Don't want that. I've got an easy way of getting to Gmail, which everybody should be able to do. I can get the Google PageRank relatively easy without having installed the Google toolbar. And the nice thing is it supports ping transparency. So if I go back to, let's say, mozilla.org, and I'm assuming I'm going to be able to find a transparent ping somewhere around here. Don't make a liar out of me, come on. See if I can find one. Where could I find some transparent pings? Let's do a search, because I figured these guys would be just replete with them. Transparent ping. And a ping is a portable network graphic, supposedly really nice, or a lot nicer. And from what I've seen, they are a lot nicer. The problem is that Internet Explorer doesn't support full transparency of pings without some kind of hacks and workarounds. Let's try doing a Google for it. Transparent PNG. Here we go. Miscellaneous ping images. There we go. Okay, this is a perfect example. So here we've got a handful of graphics on this web page, and some of them look really, really bad because they're only, if I hover over it, it says 256 colors, and you can only have so much information in 256 colors. And so usually they turn out to be not so nice. Well, here is a composite image of the two toucans, a JPEG image, and if I click, did you see that? If everybody was following me on screen, let me hit refresh here for a second. As it pulls in these three images, I've got two just very, very poor images, 256 images, but it's just the background is transparent. That's why people use GIFs or GIFs, is because you can have a transparent background, so you can have a clear way of seeing through edges around the image. Well, ping allows you to have millions of colors in this image and still have it transparent, or alpha blending, as they call it. So in Internet Explorer, if you look at this particular image of the toucan, you have this weird gray background, and that just doesn't look as nice as the two to the left. But then the two to the left only have 256 colors, and they look kind of junky. So if I press the correct ping button in Maxthon, watch what happens to that gray background. It disappears entirely. And now I've got a transparent image with a shadow of the toucan. It looks much, much, much nicer. So that just illustrates why a lot of people are really big into supporting ping transparency and why they want the next version of Internet Explorer to support it as well. And when you see it up close, and what I just showed you, that's where it becomes all the much more important. So, yes? Or Jake?
This is like the coolest app. It's called Shop Edge, it's really designed for searching Amazon, but it's for smartphone, but it will also search restaurants and movie times in like wherever you happen to be.
Wow. So Jake was just, if you heard the humming and buzzing going on in the background on this microphone, that's because Jake was holding up his cell phone. It was going.
Yeah, I got that. Sending out stupid a signal. GPRS sound effect.
We just can't let go of our gadgetry. Not, you know, what were you looking for on the smartphone?
I was searching for sushi.
Oh, okay.
In Seattle.
You're looking for good sushi?
What
I can tell you where the good sushi is. I've found it.
Oh, no. I mean, I was demonstrating. I just, for some reason, I suddenly remembered that I had that, I'd been messing around with that, and I had it installed on my phone.
All right. We've got another question from User Bing Geek. The question was if Maxthon supports extensions like Firefox. It does, just in a different way. And of course, it's great because this, another reason why I happen to like using it is it supports the favorite icons in a smart way. So if you look at my screen, in my tabs, you know, I've got all these tabs open of all these sites, and they support the favorite icon is right next to it. So Flickr's got the F, you know, the GoToMeeting site has got the little, I don't know if that's a flower. They'll have to tell me what kind of logo that is. I see the Maxon site with the M favorite icon. The Mozilla site's got the Mozilla character. The Google's got Google. And so I can easily, just visibly see, if someone said go to the GoToMeeting page, it was already open, I could flip right to it. Because visibly I could see that favorite icon. Now that's the reason why I happen to like tab browsing and why I think Maxon really does a very good job. Because it's skinnable and you can change how it looks, where it's sitting, etc. So Firefox does do that as well, but the thing that I like about Maxon is that it uses Internet Explorer, and I have certain problems that I have to go to certain websites that only support Internet Explorer and the hierarchy that Internet Explorer is, not just, you know, going to a web page, any old web page that could support anything. There are certain web pages out there, specifically web services, that need to have Internet Explorer. So if I wanted to, I'm going to go in and show you my Maxon options here. I could even, and I don't do this often, but there's a thing called gestures, which Opera does as well. So if I turn on gestures, if I do a double click on the tab bar, it'll do this. It'll go through a step through a command. If I gesture down, it'll scroll one page down. If I gesture down and left, it'll file and then close other tabs. So I can set up different gestures according to however my mouse moves. And that's something that Maxon supports. That's kind of nice. It also has an ad hunter, so if you want to block different things, you can. You can choose what you download, what you not download, you know, playing animations, don't play animations. You can choose, you know, which tabs, how they're opened, where they're opened. And then here's another aspect of Maxon that I happen to like. It supports something called like macros. So if I wanted to log into my Blogware account, which is the blog system that I use for Chris Perillo or chris.perillo.com, I type in BW, and BW automatically logs me in to my Blogware account, and then from here, I can go in and do my blogging thing. And that's all I had to type in up at the title bar was BW. And it just took me to there automatically. And in my opinion, that's just such a time saver, because I don't have to, you know, worry about remembering the URLs. I don't have to put them in the favorites. I just type in a couple of characters, and zing, boom, I'm there. It's absolutely fantastic. So that's Maxon. That's what I'm using. Thanks for the question. We've got another question. Ooh. Hang on. Well, that's odd. hang on. I don't know if the meeting dropped here.
Did we lose the meeting?
Yeah. Join.
So, but I bet they can still hear you.
Yes, they should be able to hear me. So, give me a second.
So apparently,
let's see how well this worked. I don't know what had happened.
Were we only allotted like an hour for the meeting?
I'm not sure. Okay, here we go. Okay, so wait, I'm viewing Chris Perillo's. I'm viewing my own screen.
That's a good thing.
Yes.
Maybe you just lost the meeting and everyone else didn't.
Maybe. Hang on, just a second. Let me go back to my screen. Okay, now can everybody see and hear me again? If you can, just say something.
Raise your hand.
Okay, good. Thank you. I don't know what happened, but this is much to GoToMeeting's credit. You see how well that reconnected?
That was pretty fast.
That was seamless. It took me less than like 30 seconds to figure that out. So kudos for designing your software very well, GoToMeeting. Or Citrix, I should say, the company. That worked very well. So we had a hiccup, and we're back. That was great. And usually I get a little worried because sometimes the software doesn't work as well as it should. But apparently they've built it into the system where if there is a kind of a hiccup, like with the internet connection or something happens, you can get back in with relative ease.
Well, they should have this pretty well figured out, considering Citrix has been making thin client software for quite a long time at this point.
Wow. Well, I'm sorry that the last 3 minutes were apparently lost, but I wasn't showing anything terribly exciting. So hopefully, you know, this is what you were just seeing and everything that I was relating. I'm trying to do it well, see, for audio as well as for video.
Everyone was seeing the same thing that people were seeing on the stream.
On just the regular audio stream. So I'm trying to do the show like that, so hopefully nothing was lost in translation. Another question that has come in, and you guys, feel free to ask questions. If you want to ask questions in the Locker Gnome chat room or in the GoToMeeting chat, you can as well. So we got like two chats going on at the same time. Another question that was asked before I was dropped was, what do I think of Skype? And Skype is a program that I'm sure everybody here has heard of before. And if you haven't, this is one hell of a find. It's free software that is internet telephony. So it's like another IM client that is really set up to foster voice communications between you and everybody else on the internet. So I'm going to go ahead. Someone was asking about it, so I headed over to Skype.com, S-K-Y-P-E, and they've got a client for all operating systems. I'm going to go ahead and download that in the background here. Let's see here. Yeah, it looks like, let me see if I've got, yeah, it does support Linux, it does support Linux and Pocket PC, Skype, that is. It may take a while to download, well, not too long, actually, I'm getting pretty good throughput here. Skype is taking, it's about 6.5 megs in size, and when I download it, I'll install it and step through what Skype does and what it can do. Jim Williams is asking, is the phone number for GoToMeeting toll-free? No, this one is not, unfortunately. At some point in the future, we may be able to set it up, and I think they do. They've got a service in conjunction with them that could set it up to be a toll-free number. It's just that we didn't do it this time around. We wanted to see how well this worked, and it seems like it's absolutely great. Roger Otterson in the collaboration of GoToMeeting is saying Skype from it's from Kazaa. He's concerned about security and background programs that I know of. Nothing like that has been discovered, and I understand your thoughts and concerns regarding it originally being designed by the people who developed Kazaa originally. But that being said, a lot of bloggers out there use Skype, and a lot of bloggers would definitely blow the whistle if anything nasty were to start happening specifically with Skype. The programmers also promised that it's not ever going to include any kind of spyware or anything nasty. If you want, you can go ahead and read the end-user license agreement. I usually don't. However, a guy who went to what was it? Tune Up Mike? No, who's the... Methvin. Dave Methvin.
Dave Methvin?
What's the website? They like do tune-ups in the browser, like PC tune-up. What's the name of that?
I'm drawing a complete
recently
blank.
This website had something where the EULA in there said that if you respond or if you send a message, you could get like a financial reward. And someone actually read it and sent the message in and ended up getting like I can't remember how much money, but he got money from
like,
reading the EULA.
I think it was like $1,000 or something.
Was
like
it $1,000?
Yeah.
PC Pit Stop. Thank you, Joe Wright. It was PCPitStop.com. All right, so let's create a desktop icon. We're going to
Didn't they say that was there for like some insane amount of time before anyone actually caught it?
Yeah. It usually no one reads the stuff. So I'm an existing user. If I remember my password, dots will echo. Did it work? Doesn't, I wouldn't be surprised.
Now, how are you going to demonstrate Skype without having a way to actually use the phone call?
Well, I can still demonstrate Skype. I can actually call someone, too, if I wanted to. Although, I don't know if I have a mic built into this. All right. Apparently, I'm too stupid. Either that or I reset the password and can't remember it. Well, actually, I don't think I need to set up an account in order to use it.
So it isn't your usual 1111 password that you use for everything?
That was not cool. So, yeah, it's not the 111. It's actually the 1111111. Although it's saying it's logging in and it's taking a few seconds. I don't know if it's saying invalid Skype name or password. Well, darn it. That's okay. So I can't show off my friends list. But the interface for the Skype client is pretty decent. It's not as clean as I would have liked it to have been. But that being said, it does have relatively good a decent amount of options, which I don't have access to since I don't have my account necessarily. I can't remember the account name, and I don't want to create a new one. So unfortunately, the Skype demonstration wasn't going to work as well, unless, of course, someone's out there that has Skype that I trust, and I could connect to their desktop to see them demonstrating Skype to the rest of the world using GoToMeeting, and then demonstrating the ability to work in tandem with other people using the software. Todd says that he can do it, so I'm going to go ahead and connect to Todd again, Todd Maffin, up in Canada. I'm going to change him. He is now the presenter, or will be the presenter in like 3 seconds. And we're going to see Todd's desktop. And Todd is just going to show off. It looks like Todd is running a widescreen, by the way. I can tell. So that's the interface to Skype, at least as it looks on Todd's desktop. And fact, Todd is apparently one of my friends, so he's got my numbers in there, and those are public numbers, so don't worry. And then if I had Skype loaded, of course, he'd be able to call and talk. Actually, I wonder.
You still have to know your username and password.
No, but my username and password's on my main computer, not just this one.
Uh-huh.
So I should be able to, because I'm running on a laptop right now. I'm wondering if I could have Ponzi go and launch Skype from my start menu and then have Todd connect to me. It's not that exciting, and of course it's mostly audio. Wow, that's a cool audio application.
That's Samplitude.
That's Amplitude?
Samplitude.
That's really nice. So this is what Todd uses to produce his particular podcast.
I can't remember how much that costs, though, but it's...
It looks expensive.
It's not cheap.
Yeah, it looks expensive. Here comes Notepad. $700.
Yeah, that's not cheap.
Wow.
Considering that you can purchase, Adobe Audition for $200 or SoundForge for somewhere in that neighborhood, although SoundForge isn't a multi-track editor, but...
The color differences represent tonal values. That's still kind of neat.
It is. It's cool the way they do that. It's probably the most visually appealing audio editor out there.
Yeah, no doubt. Oh, that's kind of clunky. God, why do people just mess up elegant programs with clunky interfaces?
Well, part of it is because they're doing like the equivalent of 20 or 30 different applications worth of stuff, and they cram them all into the app.
You can trust Matthew Bischoff to add to your 360. Oh, okay. Thanks, Todd. So he was... Matthew was an individual
Is he the podcaster that's like 15?
Oh, is he? Oh, okay. Maybe that's where I've heard the name before. Because, I just got the invitation, so I wasn't sure who everybody was. I usually take time to, like, learn who these different people are. So,
I think he's the 15-year-old podcaster.
Roger's asking, Skype can call regular phone numbers. Yes, it can, but I believe that is a subscription fee.
And it costs money, yes.
Yeah. So it's not completely free, as it used to be, like, way back when. Different services used to be free. Like, what was it, like, freecall.com or something like that? There used to be free services out there. So now this is just a regular chat window between Matthew and Todd. And apparently... Matthew is also listening to this Chris Perillo show and hopefully having a good time as well. So right now, through my computer, me as the presenter and GoToMeeting software, what we're doing... Oh, there's another one. Woohoo! What we're doing is looking at Todd Maffin's computer, and he is having a chat in Skype with another user on the Skype network who also happens to be listening to the Chris Perillo show. And now he's brought in... possibly other people who are also listening to this particular program, and we're watching it all unfold on his screen. So this is someone who was asking about Skype. I think this pretty much shows its power, undoubtedly. It's a good client. There's User Bing Geek. User Bing Geek is the guy who is our chat room moderator in Locker Gnome. And someone's asking now, Jim Williams, can you have a Skype voicemail on a free Skype account? That I don't know. I haven't actually set up a Skype account at this point beyond the free one. And I've used Skype before. If someone wants to, call or chat, I would just as soon open up a Skype conversation than pick up the phone and dial someone.
My understanding was that the Skype voicemail is still in beta.
Skype voicemail beta?
I wouldn't be surprised.
A lot of the stuff out there is in beta. Hey, Greg Hughes! There's Greg! Of course, Greg, one of the first people to register for GNOME Dex 5 this year. Although were you the first? Yeah, I think Greg was the first. Darren Barefoot was the second. So Darren was the first Canadian to sign up for GNOME Dex 5 this year. Here we're looking again at the Skype chat with five participants right there on Todd Maffin's screen.
So is GNOME Dex sold out yet?
No. Not sold out yet, although we're doing very well. I should say that registration is coming along at a good clip. We're probably about 25% there. So considering that we're still a couple months away and adding new presenters almost on a weekly basis now, I'm confident that we'll be doing okay here relatively soon. And again, just to bring everybody up to speed on that, in case you missed that bit of news, GNOME Dex is happening here in Seattle this June. June 23rd and 25th. June 23rd through the 25th, I should say. And we've got a handful of presenters. In fact, the keynote is Adam Curry. And running down the list of people, I'm just going to skip all the way to the bottom because I just added two people today. Mark Fletcher, who, of course, you'd know from Blog Lines, recently acquired by Ask Jeeves. Mark will be there. And John Battelle. And John is he's the band manager for Boing Boing, a co-founder of Wired Magazine, founder of the Industry Standard, has written books, is about ready to release another book. He runs BattelleMedia.com, which, of course, is John Battelle's search blog. Apparently WordPress, not good. Yoho discovers WordPress news. Apparently the company has been hiding link farms in its pages. Uh-oh.
Yeah, WordPress had a deal where some company was paying them a substantial amount of money to host 120,000 pages worth of content. And ultimately, I think that the flap over it is way overblown, because ultimately, if you're going there to get the software and you're not really inconvenienced by the pages, who cares?
Wow.
Because you're not paying anything for the software.
Well, it'll be interesting to see what everybody is thinking. And right now I'm over on David Weinberger's blog. And I remember talking to David Weinberger and saying, when are you ever going to blog? When are you going to blog? And now he's doing it. So it seems that he's weighing in on this particular debacle.
Lots of people have weighed in on it.
Yeah, it seems. Wow. Well, I use Movable Type. I haven't used WordPress yet. And if anybody ever wants to try WordPress, here's where you go. Go over to opensourcecms.com. And by the way, that shortcut that I just did, you type in the root of the domain, so like open source CMS, and then you press Control Enter, and then it adds the www and the .com. It's great. And over on opensourcecms.com, you're going to see, and you're going to be able to drive software. So if I wanted to take a look at any kind of software, ooh, I don't know if you can. Actually, let me ask all you GoToMeeting folks. What? They're gone. Why are they disappearing? Hang on.
So we lost GoToMeeting one more time?
Yeah.
I wonder if you're having issues with your cable connection, possibly.
Hang on, let me...
Although the stream is staying up, so maybe it's just a matter of we've got too much bandwidth trying to go over the...
I wonder if we are pushing too much
upstream.
All right, let's try this again. My meetings. Join. Okay, let's try this again. All right.
So... Chris is signing back in, and you can't see it.
Hopefully, I didn't notice it was gone.
You can't see it on your screen, and you can't see it on the live stream that Chris is typing his password to get back into GoToMeeting right now.
Okay, so now...
Although no one else seems to have dropped out of GoToMeeting, only you.
It must be me. So it must be something that when I'm flipping presentations, when I'm flipping change presenters, maybe that's what it is.
Oh, so you changed presenters?
No, yeah, it must have been when I changed presenters. Sorry, folks. I'm back in the GoToMeeting stuff. It may have been something when I was changing presenters. Maybe there's something wonky with my version of Java. I'm not surprised. I tried to load up the Lockerham chat room, as a matter of fact, and it was saying that I couldn't do it.
Now, and for anybody that's listening to the live stream that's not in GoToMeeting, if you go to thechrisperilloshow.com, there is a link to the Lockernome chat room, which has instructions for how you can get into GoToMeeting and join in, because we do still have some open slots. People have joined in and left the GoToMeeting throughout the show, and you're welcome to join in and see what's going on Chris's desktop along with everyone else.
Everybody else, yes. And, of course, GoToMeeting.com. If you go over there, and let me pop over to that tab, click on the radio listeners, the little icon over to the right, and type in GNOME, G-N-O-M-E, just like I just did. Press continue, and there you go. You get a nice little quote, my little face, and look at that. Free 30-day trial. That's 15 more days than you could otherwise get just going there on your own. So check it out. 30-day trial. You can do this on your own. Do it within your own company. That's my suggestion. If you have remote offices somewhere and you've been just dying for an excuse to do some kind of meeting, use GoToMeeting. It's a lot of fun. I mean, I'm having fun. It makes it a lot easier to explain things, too.
Regardless of whether anybody ends up signing up for the service or not, it is totally cool. I would use this to try to demonstrate an idea. Because you can have, is the trial version is limited to, 10 people at a time connecting?
Yeah, there's certain, I don't know. I don't know if it's an unlimited trial. Anna Marie Gott would be able to explain it. I don't know if she's here. Bill Flitter if he's still here, and may know as well. Right now, I went over to, as I was explaining, opensourcecms.com, and I'm taking a look at WordPress's backend. See, this is great because you can try before you quote unquote buy, even though you don't buy because it's open source.
It's really not polite to look at someone's backend on your screen.
Yeah, well, it's going to happen anyway. So the username is admin. It's demo. Let's see here, admin. So admin. Now, the first time I saw this, I was like, oh, that's kind of interesting. And then I looked at it. Maybe I'm the only one, but I just don't think that WordPress has a great back-end, a back UI. I just think it's... I don't like it. It just... It's very kind of fatty.
It's actually pretty simplified, though, if you look at it.
It's simplified, and it's open source, so, you know, that's neat. But since I use movable type for my CMS,
and I use movable type for everything as well.
Yeah,
too.
I just haven't felt a need to switch to something else at this point. Which isn't to say that would never happen, but WordPress is getting legs, and it's definitely got a lot of support by the community. So when you hear about WordPress, this is what they're talking about. They're talking about an open source CMS, content management system, that if you want to drive, go over to opensourcecms.com, and then you can try it for free, as well as all these others. And this is really one of the better websites out there, as far as driving CMSs on your own. It looks like Bill is saying a GoToMeeting trial is a host plus 10 attendees, and the price is $39 to $49 per month. Compare that to WebEx, which is a couple hundred per month.
Which so and you can get a good sense for how well this works with 10 attendees pretty easily.
Oh yeah, I mean right now we're at 49 attendees at this moment, and I know people have been going in and out, so it's a pretty good clip, and everybody seems to be having a great time too. I've yet to hear a negative comment, and even when I had a couple of hiccups, I was able to get back in, without any type of headaches at all. Shared a couple screens and everything, so I could definitely see doing this again. In demonstrating this again.
Well, and I can just see a lot of applications where if you needed to explain to somebody how to do something, and you instead of trying to explain to them over the phone, I can show you on my screen how to do this step by step.
So let's try that. So if anybody has got a website out there that they're looking for some assistance or feedback on, share with us. What website? Where's your website? If you want me to tear it apart, that is. If you want me to provide feedback, and
now,
what kind of
feedback are you talking about? Like AdSense optimization?
Well, just general feelings. All right. So Matthew Bischoff, if that's how you pronounce your name, Matthew. If it's Bischoff, I'm going to go over to his webpage. Okay.
And what is that URL? If following along,
that happens to be MatthewBischoff.com.
How do you spell that?
MATTHE. Just get on GoToMeeting. Look at it on the screen. I'm kidding. Matthew Bischoff. MATTHEWBISCHOFF.com. All right. So taking a look at Matthew's site, looks like right at the top, he's got his tagline. That's good. Escape from the World ESC, a weblog by a teenage geek. Uh-huh.
Now, is that an image or is that...
No, that looks like an image right at the top. I'm looking here. That's good. Google search is good. However, one thing you're missing here, Matthew, is you're missing... let's see if I look for something here. It's going to pop it up in a new window. All right, so this is a co-branded Google search. That's good. What you might consider doing up here, too, and I realize you may have searching, indexing your own site as well. If I scroll down and try to find it, maybe you don't. Matthew, one of the things you might do is you might put... searching your own site here as well, and then toggling between, allowing users to toggle between Google or your own site. And Google makes the form relatively easy, and I'm assuming you used the form to build this particular form. Support the podcast. Oh, this is this is Podcast Alley voting form. That's smart to put it up there. I am noticing that you have RSS Art of Discovery as well. And that's also a good sign. And most blogs have RSS auto discovery kind of built in. And auto discovery, if your browser supports it, like Firefox supports auto discovery at this moment, Max then supports it. I think Avant Browser does as well, another free web browser. I happen to like Max then. So if I wanted to subscribe to Matthew's weblog, I could click on one of these links, It would pull in the feed information. I can also set up the auto update here. Choose which particular category I want, blogs. So now, if I open up my MaxThin sidebar, switch to the blogs category, there I am, escape from the world. So then I've got all his latest entries, I can click and go to it automatically. Now that's something, people say, well, why go RSS? This is an exact reason why, because now I'll be notified whenever Matthew updates his website, I'll be able to browse the latest entries right here within my web browser window. It's really, really nice. So Matthew's also got a podcast, so if I wanted to, I could actually subscribe to the podcast using that particular URL, or if I wanted to, I could download the MP3 right here, so that's good. The fact that you put the MP3 there in plain sight is kind of smart. I'm looking here. Okay, Matthew. I see you have Google AdSense. However, this is not optimized. And I can tell you just right up front, putting it at the end of the page can sometimes work as well as putting it at the top of the page. But the one thing that you're doing incorrectly, if I give anybody any tips, is the background. And I say that because the background should not be this color. And the reason why is because visibly, people won't see this. People will see this as standing out, and you know, for anything to work as something like this would, you want to be able to make it something that people will. As a matter of fact, thank you, Mike Singer from SingersCreations.com, and I think I really got Mike jazzed on. Oh, did I type that in wrong? Let's try it again. Let's try Singers Creations. I'm just gonna Google it. Yes, I meant Singer's Creations. Apparently, I did type it wrong. I got Mike kind of jazzed on the whole thing of RSS, or not RSS. Well, kind of. I don't know if I got him on RSS. I think he did his own thing with RSS. He actually had it, and that's what kind of let me know that he was updating things. Mike is well known for a software, Weather Watcher. But then recently, he also released this program called SysSense, which I very happily named. It was originally named something like Ad Tray or something like that. I said, Mike, no, name it something cool, like SysSense. And what it does is it sits in your system tray, and here's a screenshot of it. It's just very simple. There's no UI to it. It's a tooltip that automatically logs into your Google AdSense account and then updates you with your CPM, your click-through rate, your amount of clicks, etc. So, as you know, Mike was talking to me, we were exchanging various emails, he was saying, you know, yeah, it's kind of okay, and Google AdSense is working okay for me, but I said, well, wait a minute, what are you doing? And I said, how are you doing things? What do you want to do with this? And I made a few different suggestions for him, and look at this. This happens to be a recent entry on Mike Singer's page. And Mike, I'm not going to click on any AdSense links. I'm not going to cheat the system. He's talking about the laptop battery of the future. This is recent news. And Mike, of course, links to this, you know, talks about it, and then places links that are very, I mean, they're placed right there where people are going to see them. The background blends, and it's something that is it's valuable to the reader, and this is why Lockernome does it. It's valuable to the reader to see this stuff. Because they see it, and they're reading about it. I'm like, yes, that's interesting. And as they read down, okay, uh-huh, oh yeah, here's more information about batteries. And so it brings the information to them, and that's why Google AdSense works. Not necessarily as just an advertisement, but when you make it so that it's a part of the experience, that people aren't annoyed. And if they are, they're just whiners, in my opinion. So if Mike had put these links somewhere else, chances are they wouldn't have been able to see it. So my biggest suggestion for you, Matthew, is, if nothing else, then at least move this particular banner further up the page. You might consider putting it in between the content and the place where people can leave a comment. You may consider pushing it, you know, further up the page. But don't make it stand out so much. And yes, it works well within your design, but you can make it work well, and I guarantee make a few changes, and you'll find that your numbers are going to increase. In fact, if we look at GregHughes.net, Greg is also listening to this particular podcast, a supporter, also a Lockernome contributor as well, lives in Portland, Oregon. If I go over to Greg's website, I see it right up front. So I know Greg is going to have, you know, technology information. And so, of course, I know what I'm visiting for. But I see right up front a couple of ads. Why lose your memory? Improve your memory. And then he's got a link to his free Minimax. And no, Greg, I'm not going to sign up. So if I go over here to GTA Lego City, which ought to be interesting, I see the content, but then right up at the top, get GTA San Andreas free, City GTA Vice. So that's the beauty of using Google AdSense, is that it changes according to the content on the page. And there are certain things that you can do, too, to, you know, further optimize the AdSense. So going back to Matthew's website, if I look at here, and I say, okay, so this is the Escape podcast. And I'm assuming, Matthew, that's how you pronounce it, Escape. I see he's got a little bit of information. The site of the night, R Media, download of the day, iPodder, feed you should read, podcasting news, PSP launch. Okay, so here's the issue. I don't know what is necessarily in this MP3 file. And not knowing what's in the MP3 file, yes, I may download it. But if you, Matthew, want Google AdSense to be targeted, you're going to need to provide more content. So if the bulk of this particular podcast, and the theme apparently is podcasting, is about podcasting, then that's what you should be writing about. There should be a full paragraph or two writing specifically about podcasting on this page for a couple different reasons. Number one, because if you want the ads to be contextually relevant, you want to be able to have the content match it. Number two, if I'm searching for podcasting, let's do this. ESC podcasting, if I'm on Google, let's just, for argument's sake, yes, that's good to see that Escape from the World comes up like number one. In fact, this will be an interesting play. If I click on this link, let's look at the title here, flip to the page, Podcasting for Dummies, Receiving Podcasts with iTunes. Ah, okay. So this is something that he's doing. This is something that Matthew's doing. Now, what I'm going to be interested in, I want to do a search for Podcasting for Dummies to see where this page ranks. I'm going to do a search in Google. Eric Rice, number one, go figure. Eric Rice, Podcasting for Dummies. But number three, or number two, depending on how you look at it, is Escape from the World. That's good. And the reason why it got pushed to the top, oh, there's User Bing Geek right there, Dummies Guide to Podcasting. Is that the same User Bing Geek? I wonder. So if I flip back to that Podcasting for Dummies book, and by the way, let me delete that, turn off the highlights. The reason why it picked it up, look at all that, this is just rich with text. So there's a lot of text for Google AdSense to go on, there's a lot of text for the search to go on, and you normally don't have that if you just put a link to the MP3. So if I scroll down, in theory, when I see AdSense, it should have information on audio stuff. And here we go, iPod, iTunes, download free music, free iPod giveaway. But it also has this. It also has our favorite blogs, and I run into this problem too. And the reason why, Matthew, is you've got blog in the URL, and you may have meant to do this, you may not have meant to do this. Let me see what software you're running here. Looks like you're running WordPress. Okay. My suggestion, though, Matthew, is if you care at all about Google AdSense, get the word blog out of the URL entirely. Rename it something else. So those are the only tips that I'm going to give you at this point. Those are just like scanning the surface. Those are easy tips to kind of help get you going, you know, a little further in your journey into making this a little better. I mean, it's a very clean interface. It's quite clean. It's easy to use. I don't know if there's anything here that really makes it stand out more than anything else that I've seen. There are a lot of blogs that seem to look like each other too, which it just happens. What you could do to change that, there's a lot of different things. Greg Hughes says spell check. Are you asking me, Greg? I'm sorry if I typed something wrong. If he's probably catching it a little later than
that could be.
One of the things that I decided to do with the GnomeDex website, and I think I have it open, or I thought I did. Maybe I navigated from it. One of the things that I did that I definitely need to go in and tweak the code on is in the sidebar. I meant GnomeDex. I love how Google corrects me. It actually works very well. So now, instead of this is another reason. Look at all these tabs that I have open. There's the Chris Perlow icon, so I know I can flip right to it. That's the window I want. So I'm looking here at the GnomeDex 5 website. You know, I put a short blog role. I had to put a limit to 20 attendees at a time because it was getting way too long. But what I did was, you know, I made use of the sidebars. Now, and that's something that you may consider doing, Matthew. And again, it depends on how much content you have or that you want on a page. You've got your sidebar running right in here, and it doesn't seem that you've got a lot of content running right here on the main page, which isn't necessarily a bad thing, but you may be able to move some of this stuff into the sidebar, unless, of course, you like the gray space on the side and having the fixed width in the middle. It's fine. It's your prerogative. Everybody has, you know, different stories. Oh, by the way, I want to know more about this. I've learned about this website. It reminds me a lot of Delicious. It's called Digg, DIGG.com, and I just found out about this just the other day. It seems so much like Delicious, and I haven't quite caught the whole, you know, bit of it, but if I do a search here for Perillo, and this is how I learned about it. Chris Perillo's new show. There's the link for the interactive GoToMeeting page. Here we go. Let's see here. Dig this story. Oh, I've already dug the story. How can I see it? Okay, there we go. So, someone apparently posts something, and then people say, hey, yes, that's cool, I dig it, apparently. But TechGirl19 said, Chris Perillo does a techie podcast weekly, which is pretty good. He's now adding a new element to his casting with GoToMeeting, which allow you to listen and watch his show. 200 invites available, so hurry, add your name to the list. So, if you're here, TechGirl19, thank you so much for doing this. This is dig.com, and it just seems to be like almost like Delicious, brought up a level. So you're able to add content and get more networking going on rather than just posting your bookmarks to a website and then having people share.
Now, I have a question, and you may or may not know the answer to this, but okay, let's say we want to know other digs that TechGirl19 has made. Can we find out? Is there some way from this to find out all of her digs?
I'd imagine, yes.
I'm assuming TechGirl is a her.
I'd hope. Yeah, it looks like you can click on her name, and she's got stories submitted, stories on homepage, stories commented on. Wow. This is kind of neat. This really does take the idea of Delicious and kicks it up a notch. An autopsy of dead LCD pixels. Oh, did I see something? Martin Sargent's blog? I didn't know he had a blog. Oh, he's over at Blogspot? Marty. No. Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Guess what? I'm not Martin Sargent. Yeah, that's what happens with Blogspot. You never know. I'm looking here at the comments here in the chat in the GoToMeeting here. And I'm just I'm scanning for any of Bill Flitter's comments. He's saying, oh, someone's going to get a 3-month trial to GoToMeeting? No way.
Wait.
No way.
Somebody that's on this
Someone in the GoToMeeting right now is going to get so do I just pick a lucky listener at a random? Is that it, Bill? Now he's going to have to say something if he's listening on the phone. It's a 3-month trial URL, so I'm going to send the 3-month trial URL. So everybody gets a free 1-month trial for just knowing about the Chris Perillo show, and one person is going to get a 3-month trial. That's unreal.
Wow. Now,
and feel free to send that GNOME code around, by the way, the free 30-day trial. I was giving clearance. We can do that.
And, well, everybody that's listening to this stream, like, after the fact, as a podcast, or whatever you want to call it, I assume can also participate by going to GoToMeeting and entering GNOME.
Yes, GoToMeeting, click on the radio icon, type in GNOME, and then it'll automatically be giving you a 30-day trial for GoToMeeting, which, if you're not experiencing this, everybody's having a great time. If you're not experiencing it, you're going to be missing out on something fantastic.
Well, the cool thing is everybody can try it for free for 30 days. So yep. If they're not experiencing it now, they can go try it later. And this is cool.
Yeah, I'm quite impressed, and other people are as well. Just doing this, and it looks like Bill has sent me the code, and hopefully it was just to me. I don't know if it was to everybody. I can't tell exactly. There's no clear way of seeing these things. Jim Williams was saying you can also subscribe to RSS feed for a profile on Digg, DIGG.com, and see all the links or news they've submitted. Oh, wow.
So, like, if you like the submissions that one person makes, you can subscribe to an RSS feed for their submissions?
Yeah, which makes sense. It's kind of like Delicious that way.
That's cool.
Wow. Okay, so Greg Hughes just copied in from the About page. Dig is a technology news website that gives editorial control back to the community. Most technology websites allow users to suggest content by submitting links or stories to an editor. If the editor believes the story is relevant to the masses, he or she moves the story to the homepage. With Dig, users can also move the story to the homepage. With Dig's, but rather than allowing the editor to decide which links go to the homepage, the users do. Well, that's kind of neat.
That is cool.
It is really neat. I gotta admit, I'd like to dive, you know, further into that. Okay, so Bill says the note was just to me. So, Bill, so since I'm giving away a three-month trial, who wants the three-month trial? Personally, you gotta say me. Who wants the three-month trial of GoToMeeting? Is it something that these people really want?
I want
me?
It.
Yeah, but you don't count. Uh-oh, I'm getting a lot of me's. A lot of me too's. Holy cow. More than I would have expected. And that's not a bad thing. I'm just saying, this is quite fun, just to be able to demonstrate software on the screen and play with this stuff in real time. So I guess I'm going to have to, like, close my eyes and pick someone from this list, huh? All right. Okay, I'm just doing this totally at random. Totally at random.
Maybe you should wait till the end of the show.
Oh, the end of the show? All right, well, I had someone picked, but apparently they're not going to get it because Jake said for me to wait to the end of the show. He's better at doing these teasers than I am. So
that
there
way,
we go.
That way they have to tune in.
Yes,
they might
exactly. So you have to stay tuned in. So if anybody is listening to the live stream, the audio stream right now, you might want to get into the GoToMeeting room because we're giving away a three-month trial. And once you start using this, I'm telling you, this is fun. It's very dynamic. It's fantastic for business applications, and especially if you've got different offices, you know, all over the place. It's of course, you know, suitable for sales presentations, product demos, or just online training. So just a few minutes ago, I was going through her website trying to help, and hopefully I did. I don't know, but demonstrating things on the screen and people in the comfort of their own home were able to follow along. So instead of just talking, we're actually kind of kicking it up a notch and trying to do the podcast, or broadcast, I should say, just a little differently than everybody else. GoToMeeting.com is really making this possible, and we worked very hard to get this set up to this point and did a lot of background work with Anna Marie Gott and Caitlin, and I can't remember Caitlin's last name, unfortunately. I'm sorry. But she was also very helpful as well, and Bill Flitter. It's something that I would like to be able to do at some point in the future as well, you know, as we have more things to demonstrate. And by the way, we've still got a full hour left of the show. So if you've got any questions or anything else that you would like me to analyze on the screen, I would be more than happy to do that. There's tons of opportunities. We still have space for you in the GoToMeeting room. Again, GoToMeeting.com. And if you want more information, go ahead, head over to thechrisperilloshow.com, and you should be able to get all the information that you need for this particular broadcast using GoToMeeting. And, of course, the live stream, the regular audio stream, is being sponsored by Limelight Networks. And the whole show, in and of itself, The Chris Perillo Show, brought to you by Microsoft Windows Media. So, oh, thank you. Bill Flitter is saying Kaylin Pitcher is her last name. So, Kaylin, I know if you're not listening, hopefully you'll hear that I thanked you on the air. Very, very wonderful. Everybody is having a fantastic time and having a great time with the interactive format, so much more than just with the regular audio format. And I really believe we've kicked it up a notch in terms of what we do here on the show and what other people will come to get used to as they're listening to live broadcasts on the internet or with the radio. These are things that you can't normally do. You can only talk about things, and now you can talk and see things. So, GoToMeeting, they say it's online meetings made easy, and you're experiencing it yourself. It is easy. In fact, this isn't a bug, it's a feature. I got dropped accidentally, and I got connected real easily. I was able to get reconnected to the software. So GoToMeeting, the engineers designed this software very, very well. It was very, very friendly in terms of getting back into it and working with it. So Jake, do we have anything else from Tyler, possibly, that we can play for the listeners? I've got to take another human break. And then when we come back, I'm going to answer a question that's being asked right now, asking specifically what I think about the new TiVo pop-up advertising during commercials? It's a very good question, and I will answer that question after I take a small breather. Like I said, I'm human. We've got a full hour left of the show, brought to you again by GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting.com, free 30-day trial if you use the keyword G-N-O-M-E when you go to sign up at GoToMeeting.com. We've, of course, got the links over at ChrisPerilloShow.com, and we've got the banner that you can click on. We make it nice and convenient and easy for everybody to use. So anyway, swing by there. I'm going to take just a small 5-minute breather or so, and I've put the whole, I put a graphic up that says back in 5 minutes, so it's now officially official, Jake.
The Chris Perillo Show is brought to you by Microsoft Windows Media. Download Windows Media Player 10 at Microsoft.com/Windows Media.